Live from Royal Liverpool on 87.7 FM and across the world on opengolf.com, this is At The Open Radio.
Day one of the 143rd Open Championship didn't disappoint, did it? The scoring was as hot as the weather, and two of the world's best are bang on form.
What a shot from Rory McIlroy. Unbelievable. Don't think the crowd don't want him to win.
And putting it right into the hole for Tiger Woods. All told, good round for Tiger to finish in 3-under.
The world number one, he's in contention as well.
Here's the birdie putt, Adam Scott. Oh, he's held it right in the cup from 30 feet. You see, you just had to wait a little bit. Vauxhall and Lee are bringing you birdies by the bucket load.
But fair to say, it wasn't as easy going for the rest of the late starters.
And this is the par putt for Justin Rose. 16 feet to go. Here it comes, right to left. Hit it, hit it, hit it. It died across the front of the hole, did not go in. Shot goes for Justin Rose.
Day one at Royal Liverpool Golf Club is over. So much to look back on and look forward to here on At The Open Radio. Great to have you on board At The Open Radio with me, Richard Kaufman. We'll be looking back at a dramatic opening day of this 143rd Open Championship, the 12th here at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake on the Wirral Peninsula in the northwest of England. We'll hear from all the leaders, including Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods and Adam Scott. Joining me, former European Tour winner Paul Ilves, American broadcaster Matt Adams. Paul, starting with you, it really was an opening day where the early birds caught the worms, didn't they? Those birdies as well.
They did. It was a huge contrast in the weather. I was down on the putting green by the clubhouse 7:30 this morning, and the big flag was draped straight down the flag mast that comes out of the putting green. By 2:30, when we set off this afternoon with Matt, the flag was pulling at that flag mast. So a huge difference in the strength of the wind. The direction was pretty much the same, but as the guys are finishing off the rounds late on into the evening, that wind has dropped. But certainly the early starters had the best of it, no question about that.
But Matt, I mean, it was better for the morning players, there's no doubt about it. We've seen that from the scoring as well, but you couldn't have asked for more weather-wise, could you, for the first round at an Open?
It was absolutely brilliant. Last year it was very warm at Muirfield, but the difference this year is that it wasn't terribly warm. You had a golf course that not only was the wind a factor as the day progressed, not so much because the wind was vicious in its velocity, but because it was so consistent. Once it started to blow some 12, 15 miles per hour, it ended up being at least a half club wind, and many times it was a crosswind on this grand old golf course. But the other thing that happened, both with a conspiring wind and with the sunny weather, was the golf course started to dry out. So the ball started to release on the fairways, and distinctively it started to release more on the green. So every way you shook it, it became a more difficult golf course to play in the afternoon rounds.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty, shall we? Rory McIlroy, such high hopes, two times a major winner already. The Open Championship, well, he'd love that, wouldn't he? He leads after day one, a bogey-free 66, six under par. But Tiger Woods, he looms ominously as well behind him after a first-round 69.
High in the sky, that's normal for Rory. He's turning onto the target. It's a beautiful looking shot. If it's the right distance, it's a magnificent shot. What a shot from Rory McIlroy. Unbelievable. Don't think the crowd don't want him to win.
Settling into a 6-foot putt to save par from off the putting surface, and he makes it. So Tiger Woods, after a bogey at the first, a bogey at the second, goes par in par on the third and the fourth hole.
Putter goes back through and in comfortably, and a brilliant four for Rory. He goes to 2-under.
To the hole, he has it. Tiger Woods has now reached 2-under par. Remember, he started his day with two consecutive bogeys. Since that time, he has posted four birdies through 13 holes. Tiger is 2-under and two shots back.
And it's a glorious golf shot. It's straight at the target. What a golf shot. Just doesn't quite get above the rise and just wanders away, but that's no more than 12 feet. What a goal shot from Rory.
Settling, drawing, and putting it right into the hole for Tiger Woods. All told, good round for Tiger to finish in 3-under.
It feels great to be back out competing again, competing at the elite level. And I'm only going to continue to get stronger and more explosive.
Is it a cuff? Is it turning left to right? Not enough. No, a little bit of a tentative prod towards the hole, but it is going to be a par 5, and it is going to be an excellent 66 for Rory McIlroy.
Solid round of golf. Didn't really put a foot wrong. Made a couple of loose swings coming in, but, you know, was able to manage to save par there, which was great. And, I mean, couldn't be happier with a 66.
Well, being who they are, of course, they're going to grab the headlines. Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. Of course, McIlroy top, and there's a few other players in between Rory and Tiger on the leaderboard. But the fact that Tiger's only three back, we didn't know what he was going to do when he came out today. He felt and seemed convincing in his pre-round press conference that he was going to be fighting for the championship. But I think most of the pundits were suggesting he'd have more of a fight to try and make the cut. But he's right there. First of all, let's talk about Rory McIlroy, though, because we've been here before with Rory recently, haven't we? And we have to rewind 7 days. A wonderful opening round of, what was it, C3 at the Scottish Open. 8 under par, leading the way. And we all won't happen the next day, Matt Adams. The Freaky Friday show from McIlroy. Can he avoid that tomorrow?
It's interesting because I find that many like to compare Rory McIlroy to Tiger Woods. But if we look at Rory McIlroy's performance, he's far more like Phil Mickelson than he is like Tiger Woods. Somewhat to the point of Paul Leal's the question of which Rory is going to show up. But the one thing we do know with Rory McIlroy is that he has the firepower. His average drive today was 340 yards. We know that he has the talent to perform. So if it's the Rory that shows up that has dominated in two majors already, this could be some weekend for the young man from Northern Ireland.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It was a fantastic round. Terrific start. Let's hear from the overnight outright leader, Rory McIlroy.
It was a really solid round of golf. You know, didn't really put a foot wrong. Made a couple of loose swings coming in, but, you know, was able to manage to save par there, which was great. And, couldn't be happier with a 66. You know, I'm at 6 under par. You know, when I tee off tomorrow, I'll try to get to 7 as soon as I can. And when I do that, I'll try to get to 8. And I'll just take it one hole and one shot at a time. That's all I can do. And really not think about my position on the leaderboard or where I am in the tournament. Just try and go out and hit some solid shots again like I did today. And if I can do that, you know, hopefully it'll add up to a good score at the end of the day.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the way it pans out. Didn't start the way Tiger Woods wanted today, did it? A couple of bogeys early on. We thought, well, here we go. But Tiger picked up 5 birdies in 6 holes down that back nine. Carded a 3-under par round of 69. But did Tiger feel he did a good job today getting it round in -3?
I did. You know, I figured out how to manage my way around this golf course. Definitely was not a very good start. But I felt that, you know, if I could somehow turn it at, you know, under par at the turn. I still had 3 par 5s on a back nine to play, and I got it back to even par at the turn, and played the par fives, and also hold one at 11 as well. I know what it takes to win here, certainly, but they're two totally different golf courses. You know, what we played in 06 and what we have in here in 14, they're not comparable. This golf course is much more lush, much softer. You know, back then we were worried about, you know, 3 irons going over 300 yards. It was just, you know, chasing forever, kind of like it was last year at Muirfield. You know, this year is a little bit different, and then with the forecast in the next couple of days, it's gonna change things up a little bit.
This is a guy who's only played 2 competitive rounds, missing the cut since the end of March. Are you surprised to see him shoot 69?
You can never be surprised with what Tiger Woods does. I, for one, am absolutely delighted, not only that he's here, but that he's put in a score that's under par. But then he got into things, he made a birdie, the turn wasn't too bad for him, and then birdies at 11, 12, 13, bogey at 14, birdies 15, 16. That's the Tiger Woods that we know and love. And he's right in there.
Here's the interesting thing about Tiger Woods. The 2 of the par 5s in the back nine, he made only par on them, and he still finished at 3 under with a 69.
Yeah, it was a fabulous first day. I think as good as we could have expected from Tiger Woods. We'll come to the man in second place in a moment. Of course, the 21-year-old Italian Matteo Manassero. But first, let's discuss a clutch of players on 4 under par. You've got the American Brooks Koepka, his compatriot Jim Furyk, although be it they're different age scales, if you like. Brooks Koepka in his 20s, Furyk in his 40s. Sergio Garcia, the Molinari brothers. How about that, both in with rounds of 68, and the world number one, Adam Scott. This is what Scott had to say after
very good start to the week, and got off to a really good front nine, but the back nine showed its teeth with a bit of wind up and a couple too many fives on the card for my liking coming in, but very good overall. It's a fantastic golf course and it's very bunched right after the first round. You know, I think weather will separate this field and it's no surprise to see Rory at the top. He's been playing lots of good golf this year, so I'm sure he's hungry to get claret jug.
Yeah, Adam Scott got that major breakthrough last year. Sergio Garcia, is he yet to get it? I know you watched him today,
yeah.
This morning. It seems a long time ago now, but he played ever so nicely,
he
didn't
did. He did. It was so comfortable for Sergio. Hardly put a foot wrong. Started off really, really well, but showed some patience in the middle of the round. He kept it going, and Sergio did look like a champion in the waiting.
Well, the Italians, they're flying high, aren't they? A great day for the Italian contingent here at Royal Liverpool Golf Club. Matteo Manassero finishing just a shot behind McIlroy on 5-under. And the brothers Molinari, they're really competitive between each other. Francesco finishing with an eagle. Eduardo finishing with two birdies in his last three holes, both in with rounds of 68. But let's hear from the young Italian, Manassero. What a terrific first round performance.
Yeah, it was a fantastic round. You know, this is a great way to start the Open Championship with a wonderful day, wonderful weather, and some really good shots. You know, I played really solid. I really didn't miss much. I got off to an amazing start, which was hitting in the bunker, splash it out, and made the 9-iron for a 3. So that was a promising start. Obviously, there was a lot to be played from there on. But looking backwards, it was a promising start, and it was a really nice day.
21 years old, already got 4 European Tour wins under his belt. We've seen him perform well at the Open as well. But there's no real surprise to see Matteo there, is there?
No real surprise, and I think he proved it all, too, as definitively at Wentworth just a couple of years ago. This is a young man that's mature well beyond his years.
Yeah, it's a terrific performance, and it'll be fascinating to see whether he can push on from the day one as much as it will be to see whether Rory and Tiger can do it too. But what about the brothers? The brothers Molinari. I wonder who is going to get on top in that little battle. They've done it a few times, I'm sure, over the years. Let's hear from Francesco, should we? He couldn't have been happier with his morning's work.
Great, great way. It looks that Matteo is doing well too, so it's a good morning. Great morning for Italian golf. But yeah, you know, for myself, I'm just happy the way I played. I missed a few greens the front nine, but managed to get it up and down most of the time and played really good coming back in, so really happy.
Costantino Rocca, of course, came pretty close, didn't he, at the Open at St Andrews, but we got three Italians here all firing. And, you know, we mentioned about Manassero's quality in Eduardo and Francesco. You know, we've got two Ryder Cup players there, Paul.
Absolutely. And I was talking to Dennis Pugh on the putting green and I told him that Eduardo had made a birdie. And he said, oh, well, as soon as Fran sees that, he'll be after him. He will not want his brother to beat him. So they were obviously watching the scoreboard as they went around and they'll be having a fantastic bowl of pasta, I'm sure, this evening.
Well, we mentioned it was a day of good scoring. Those outside that top eight who are 4-under and better. Robert Carlsen, Mark Leishman at 3-under par. Kumai Oda of Japan, one of three Japanese players at -3. Hideki Matsuyama and Yoshinobu Tsukada, the others there. Ricky Fowler, must have a mention for him. A 5-5 finish, maybe not what he was looking for, but at 3-under par, he is lurking as well. And Jimmy Walker, who's had, three PGA Tour wins this season, also at -3. Very nicely placed. Boo Weekly, Shane Lowry amongst the other players who are going very nicely. And a special mention as well for the leading amateur, Ashley Chesters, who's from Chester, won the European Amateur Championship, going very well after a first round score of 70. He leads the race for the silver medal at 2-under par. But not everyone played as well as they would like. Phil Mickelson, a round of a 2-over par today, 74. Matt, it's been that kind of season, hasn't it, for Mickelson so far?
It just got away from Phil Mickelson. He was 1-under par until 13, and at the par 3, he made a bogey there, and unfortunately he backed it up with another bogey and went to 1-over, and he was never able to get it back. At 18, as you heard us talking about during our regular broadcast today, perhaps Phil Mickelson's second shot from 289 yards out with a 3-wood. It caught the wind, and off to the right it went, and it bounded into that out of bounds. That's so tight. dominating the right side. I think there's a value to that and keeping an eye on that as the week goes on, particularly for Sunday afternoon, even beyond. Phil Mickelson, 2 over par. He certainly didn't shoot himself out of the golf tournament. He has some work to do. He was burning the edges all day today with his putter, so we'll wait to see what tomorrow holds.
Yeah, you know, there's some scores there that players will be disappointed. G-Mac, another that finished at 2 over par. Henrik Stenson snapped a club on his way to a level par. A little bit of anger there from the Swede, but he finished with a birdie. Ernie Els, what a horrible start. 7 over par through 7 holes. Finished 7 over par, 79. Justin Rose, who's won the last 2 tournaments he's played, he finished at level par. And who got going on finished at 4 over. But I mentioned Ashley Chester's, that 2 under par 70 from him today on his Open Championship debut. What did he make of his first ever round at Royal Liverpool?
I couldn't have expected anything better than that, to be honest. It was great from start to finish. I was pretty nervous. I could feel my heart pumping. It was probably the most nervous I've been on a golf course. I was just so happy to see the ball going straight. And then when I held the putt as well, it was definitely helped me. When you hold a putt, the cheer you get is just great for a start. And to see so many people in the crowd that I know, because I don't live too far away from here, so to see a lot of people I know is great.
Yeah, it was a terrific day for him. Jason Day, Martin Kaymer, both worth mentioning. They finished at 73, 1 over par. It just depends what they do in round two. You certainly wouldn't want to rule them out at this stage of the championship, would you? Any one down to go. Really were some fantastic shots out there today, weren't there? But one of the players expected to do well showed once again why he's ranked at the very top.
This is Adam Scott's eagle putt after a very nice 7-iron to the heart of this green. It's on its way. It's pin high, trying to find the hole. And he's holed another one. Adam Scott, the world number one, has just gone for the eagle, Richard. That looks much better.
Yeah, it was much better. A little bit of Scottish accent there from Robert Lee. That was our shot of the day, an eagle for Adam Scott. But there were a lot of contenders out there, Paul Eales. A day when the course allowed you to attack a little bit.
Yeah, and I think in our preview show, that's what we were all wanting. We were just wanting lots of birdies out there, which we saw in abundance this morning. Great to see, but again, it's not necessarily the great shots that's going to win the championship. It's the mistakes that the players aren't going to make. And we saw it, didn't we, with Bubba Watson just made a complete hash of number 11, and that's probably his championship run.
Matt, your thoughts about tomorrow quickly?
You know what? What happens if Francesco and Eduardo continue to get near the top of the leaderboard throughout the course of this week? I can't wait to see the battle between the brothers.
Well, that's about it from us today. Remember, you can contact, as you did on day one, via email radio@theopen.com and on Twitter @TheOpenLive. Remember, if you're coming to the course, drink plenty of water. You might need some waterproofs as well for day two. We'll be back in the morning, 7:30 a.m. Don't miss it. Full, uninterrupted commentary of day two of this 143rd Open Championship live from Royal Liverpool Golf Club in Hoylake on the Wirral Peninsula. It should be another fascinating day of golf. Make sure you join us. Not promising as many birdies, but it will be just as dramatic. But for now, from Paul Eales, Matt Adams, myself, Richard Kaufman, and the whole At The Open radio team, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to At The Open Radio on 87.7 FM and around the world on opengolf.com.